So I'll be teaching, as I pretty much always do in the fall, Public Policy 541. That's called International Trade Policy, and that is accurate, although it does not, in the title, convey the fact that this really is an economics course. I am an economist, and it will be a good portion of the course, I would say half of it, will be the economics of trade policy. But the other half, and it's not split that way, but I mean just in terms of the content, it will have a lot about the institutions of international trade policy, a fair amount about the international institutions, the World Trade Organization, and the various trade agreements that are proliferating around the world, but also about the United States trade institutions as they are implemented in the United States. And to the extent that I've been able to learn about it, how trade policies are done in the European Union, how they're done in Japan. I'm trying to learn more about how they're done in China, since those are the big players these days. But a big part of the course will be using economic analysis to do what are basically the cost-benefit analysis of things like tariffs and quotas and other international trade policies. So if you have, and anybody here today presumably will have already taken 558, and you will recognize the tools that I'll be using there as I apply them to trade policies. They're just supply and demand. It's really simple economic theory, as economic theory goes. And indeed, there will almost certainly be, there have been in the past, first-year students who take the course and do just fine, even though they haven't had that much of the economics. But there is a decent dose of economics in the course. The course grade is based mainly on some papers and some exams. There will be a midterm and a final and three short papers that you'll be doing where those papers will be mostly about analyzing trade policies, not so much about writing, although I'll grade you on that aspect of it as well.